glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. But before we introduce our special guests and maybe read a story or two, I have to share something that God put on my heart this morning. And you've been a part of a few of these, Mary Ann's, where I said, oh, we got to start doing scripture memory. Yep. I'm so convicted by this one book, and I think it'd be a great idea. And so I got another new idea today that maybe henceforth. Yeah, we'll enter into, but I read Psalm 145, I think, at least four different times this morning.
Wow.
And I just love it. I think it's a psalm that people should quite possibly read every single day. But as I was reading it and loving the various verses, I was thinking, you know, I always open up with, oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. I was thinking, maybe I'll also add another verse to help us exalt his name together, to about singing him praises.
So like one verse on a different day?
Yes, every day. I'll open up with a different verse.
That's great.
And so I think I'm going to do that. And in fact, I think for the next couple of weeks, I'll probably open up with one of the verses in Psalm 145. They're all great.
Okay.
But I want to read it all to everyone.
I'm glad you think they're all great.
I think that people really get excited. Some might even start reading it every day or look at it maybe for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I know I've already shared this a little bit with our two special guests, and they had comments on it and said, oh, that's a good one.
But we're not introducing them yet.
So we're not going to introduce them yet. That's our pattern. Probably 10 minutes into the show,
we'll
finally bring them into the conversation. But Psalm 145, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Mm. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. Mm. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at their proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
Oh, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Oh, isn't that awesome? We have Steve and Lori Carmichael in the studio joining us. Steve, a long, long time friend. Lori, a more recent friend. You've been married
almost 5 years.
5 years, 5 years yeah. Now. So I could tell you stories upon stories of praying with Steve about a future partner and somebody that God would raise up, a godly woman.
Right there, in all her beauty.
Sure enough. And they came in here early, so they knew I was going to read this, and we were talking about it a little bit and sharing some life stories and testimonies. So today's going to be a combination of Memorization Monday, because I just shared all of Psalm 145. It'll be a little bit of a Testimony Tuesday, and also being Wednesday, it's our Prime Life Times in Review, and we're going to talk about some unique technology that's being developed that they're a part of, and so that'll probably come into some of their faith journey. But isn't that a great chapter?
Yes,
something
it is.
That you could probably start every day reading, kind of calibrating your mindset, being open to what God would want to do, but then just praising Him. And so I think what's going to be the pattern now, hopefully, Marianne, you can remind me that if I don't do it, hey, what's your verse for the day?
I will.
But I think to start every program with some kind of verse, and then my, oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt His name together, I think this does it so well, this whole chapter.
So we've included all these thousands of listeners in on our planning meeting. This is what we're going to do now from now on.
So Lord willing, that means I have to be in God's Word each and every day
to have that word.
Probably just one verse. Today I wanted to read all this because it's so good, but I think I'll just go through the Psalms and other portions of Scripture and find that one verse that'll help us extol His name forever.
That's powerful. And you know something else, and people may not know this because it's just in the past month or two, you are getting so excited about the Word of God, Mark. You just are. I can see it all over you.
Yeah, well, that Memorization Monday that we launched a few years ago had an impact. And I've always loved God's Word, and I'm in a special training with Dr. David Webb, and he's pouring into 10 of us, and I'm in a small group with Steve Carmichael, a Pinnacle group, on Thursdays, and those guys are just top-notch individuals.
Yeah,
they're funny. Half the time we're like laughing and sharing, but they're all high-capacity leaders involved in various endeavors and things that they do and
work and
minister, and so I have some great people around me, and with this radio ministry, I mean, I'm saturated. Yesterday, Dr. David Jeremiah was teaching on some great subjects, and I listen all the time, so I think that's an influential factor, but I do believe you can never go wrong when you're dividing God's Word, talking about it,
sharing it.
It's living, it's active, it's one of those things.
Well,
with us is, as mentioned, Steve and Lori Carmichael, friends for many years, Steve especially. Steve, some of you might remember, was a part of when we did a couple events at the Virginia Theater.
I remember.
I think you had a title, was it? Director of Creative Services?
Not titles again.
It had something to do with development.
Yeah, development, helping raise some
funds.
I
have seven titles, Steve.
Yeah. Marianne wears many a cap here.
So don't hold on to it.
On this Prime Life Times in Review, it was kind of neat. I call it a divine appointment that he orchestrated to have you two on my mind. And part of it was because I was looking at this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, and I turned to page A7, and I already knew about this special announcement, this ad that you were putting in the paper, because you had talked about this device and unique aspects it had. But before we maybe talk about this product, let's talk a little about the faith journey, because, Lori, you had a very sweet, sincere, God-honoring prayer about, Lord, I'm kind of unworthy. I mean, the work that you've done in my life, where you've taken me from, you know, Lord, I'm amazed that you're going to have me on the radio and to share. I'm not quite sure what Mark's going to even say. But,
nobody ever sure.
But the fact that I've known a little of your life journey through Steve as he was praying for you, as he started dating you, as he said, Mark, this is a godly woman, but your life hasn't been easy, and you've had some really trying circumstances with an accident and some other things. So let's turn it into a little bit of a testimony Tuesday.
Right.
How has the Lord got you to this point?
Oh, wow. All right. So I have been walking with the Lord almost 11 years now, but prior to that, I was a construction worker in Chicago. I was actually the first female sprinkler fitter in Chicago, and what I did was install fire sprinklers, not lawn sprinklers.
Yeah.
So that job, it was really tough on my body, and I went through all kinds of surgery, foot surgery. I cut the tip of my finger off. It just kept breaking me down. In 2008, I lost my job. But I had injured my knee in 2005, and I just had gone through a divorce. I'm kind of jumping around here, but I injured my knee in 2005, lost my job in 2008, as a lot of people did, because it was a tough time.
Right. Yeah.
And it was November of 2008, and I thought, what am I going to do? There's no work. So I started a vending business. I bought 5 vending machines with 3 credit cards for $54,000, and I never ate out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I have to do something.
Brave girl.
Now, at this point, just to give us a framework, were you following the Lord yet? Were you aware of him? Okay, so you're just kind of living your life.
You had to get a lot better first.
Yeah.
No. So the crazy thing about it was I didn't know where these vending machines were going to go. But one of the first places that decided to take one of the vending machines was a church.
Hmm.
And it was the same church that I sprinkled 20 years prior.
You say sprinkled, you mean put in the fire
sprinklers.
Yes. We didn't know. Maybe you were talking about baptism. And okay,
sorry. Church needed help.
Yeah. And so they get the vending machine in there, and the first Sunday the vending machine is in there, a monster drink got caught in the vending machine. So they called me up to come out and get that monster drink out of the vending machine, and I thought, oh boy, here I go. I got to go to the church. And I got the monster drink out, and they said, you know, if you were here at the church, we wouldn't have had to call you. I says, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kept trying to do life on my own terms, and it just wasn't working.
Right.
And so there was that. And then the next place I got a vending machine was in a medical center, Silver Cross. And the other thing was my son was in baseball, and I was struggling financially really bad, and his coach sent me a financial prayer. I was in a relationship that wasn't good, and it was just all coming down at me at once. And then I kind of said, that's it, I can't do this anymore. So I reached out to a friend of mine and asked her if she would take me to this church that was right down the street from me, and I saw it was a revival church. It was Parkview Christian Church. And I went there. It was November 22nd of 2009. I was bawling, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the Lord started working miraculously. So I injured my knee in 2005. Nothing was done. It was 2009. And finally, 2010, March 28th, 2010, I gave my life to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
two weeks later, I got a call that I was going to start getting temporary total disability for my knee. And then
trading in your jewelry.
You
were like trading in your jewelry to pay your mortgage, right?
Yes.
My goodness.
It was just like I was right there.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes that's where we have to get into the depths of despair to look up and to say, Lord, I need to relinquish control. So people were nurturing you. You were in a good church, and you were starting to find out you could have a relationship with Jesus.
So. And the really cool thing about it, this friend of mine, she invited me to a Bible study, and I said, what, there's more to this?
Extra credit.
There's more to this? And this is a real funny part, too. So I left that Bible study, and I was coming home, and I went through a stop sign. I got pulled over by a cop, and I'm thinking, well, this can't be right. I'm a good girl now.
That's great.
But the Lord's matured you through these many years. I know Steve says you read the Bible, you're active, you're loving the Lord. And
I love to share what God has done.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think you've done that through your B&B, what's that called, B&B Airbus,
Airbnb,
you know, special
Airbnb.
People that Airbnb that have stayed in your home. And Steve says sometimes you're out jogging and there's a guy on a bench or a gal or something, and you'll sit down during the stretches and evangelizing and sharing scripture. So Steve, I will say he's bragging you up many times on Thursday, and he's very pleased.
Honey. Lori's fearless.
Mm.
And in those conversations when you meet new people, you know, if I'm just within earshot, I can tell when it's going to happen. And the next thing out of her mouth with strangers, you know, is like, well, the first and most important thing is having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And then I just watch the body language and see where it goes.
Yeah.
What a powerful word to use about your wife. Fearless. I love it. Mm. I love that.
Yeah. A good marriage. These, what did you say, 5 years now?
5 years. February 5th. There's another story there.
Oh, okay. Coming up.
Okay. We'll have time. Tell us a snapshot of that story.
The brief version.
All right. Well, it turned out I ended up having a Bible study in my home.
That's one way whoever's leading it to keep a captive audience. If they're going to, hey, we're going to have it at your home, Lori, then you have to be there, kind of. Okay.
Usually I was there, but this one Wednesday I was here in Champaign for a Young Life fundraiser. And a couple that was in my Bible study, the Bible study still went on without me because we had a youth pastor that led it. His name is Sonny. And this couple decided they were going to get married in my living room. And I'm like, what? Without me? Like, what? So I said to Steve, we were engaged. We got engaged in 2015. And I said, don't ever think we're getting married in my living room.
Just note.
Just note.
Mind you, I hadn't brought that topic up.
Oh, interesting.
It was clear as a bell that it wasn't going to happen there.
Yeah. Great. That's just a teaser. You want me to finish what happened?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So what happened was my youngest son was awarded 12 scholarships for football.
Mm.
And we were at the signing for his scholarship. It was February 3rd of 2016. And so his friend's dad was going to take him to Mexico, and I said, hey, you're taking Kurt to Mexico on my birthday? Mm-hmm. You should be taking me. And he says, well, I have a trip I can't use for this Saturday. I said, this Saturday? You know, it was now the 5th,
or it would be the 6th.
And he says, yeah, you could have it. So I call up Steve, and I said, Steve, would you like to go to Mexico? He says, I don't have a passport. I said, well, get one. You know,
just get one.
Mine was very expired.
Yes. So that Friday, we decided to go downtown Chicago Federal Building and see if we could get an expedited passport.
Right.
Well, they told us to come back at 3. We showed an itinerary to speed up that process. Right. And we came back and we thought, we're going to go to Mexico. Well, here's something really cool. And this is what the Lord put on my heart when I decided to follow him, that no more hanky-panky before being married.
Mm-hmm.
And so we honored that.
Mm-hmm.
And
For 2 years. Two very long years.
Yes.
We don't need to get a witness. Everyone gets that.
Good for you.
So we thought, we're going to go to Mexico. And
7 nights in a resort where nobody knows us, foreign country.
Yeah.
Sure.
That ain't going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
So what happened was we prayed and we said, all right. I called up Sonny, that same pastor. I said, Sonny, what are you doing tonight? Nothing.
Don't tell me it's in your living room.
You gotcha.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got married in my living room, and my Bible study came, and they brought flowers and candles.
Did.
And we got married at 8 o'clock and left for Mexico at 3 in the morning.
What a great story. Yeah.
February
I like
5th of 2016.
I like it.
And it was a very good trip.
Yeah, and God's hand was all over bringing you two together because of knowing some of your past and Steve's prayers and what he was asking the Lord to bring into his life and his faithfulness during the various years that I've gotten to know him. And
it really brought to my mind, and it has unfortunately in some ways in many other areas too, but that God's promise of how he restores the years that the locusts have eaten just has come true in multiple areas of my life, and in particular, you know, meeting Lori. And, you know, you heard her story, some of it. And had it not been for her story and her conversion, well, I guarantee you, we would have never dated. We would have never met on Christian Mingle. And so, you know, God's so much of the plan working all the time. And we think we know so much about it because we see the little tip of the iceberg and go, oh, I think it's going this way or
that way. You're so right about that.
And the reality of it is the meat of what he's doing is below the surface of the water. And that's where faith comes in.
Oh, that's a great testimony.
Well, and God is doing something new in both of your lives with your own business. Is it Carmichael Enterprises, LLC? LLC. So tell us in the closing couple minutes what this new product is that you're working with, along with the nutrition and the various foods and chocolates and things that you work with people.
We're breathing the air of it right now, Mark.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've been on before, and you know that we've had a health and wellness business now for a little over 7 years. And so a lot of that was nutrition, coaching people and helping people with various health goals. So last November, we became brand partners with a company that has a patented technology called Active Pure. It was developed in NASA. They've used this technology in the International Space Station. And so we became friends with the developer of the technology. He's the one who commercialized it. And so basically, unlike old technology, when it comes to air and surface sanitation, where you have to like draw the air in from the room, put it through the whatever technology's in the machine, right? And then it goes back out into the room. But it doesn't do anything for the surfaces. So what's very unique is that this device takes in very little room air and it takes some things from it, some water and oxygen molecules, and it creates what's called a hydroxyl molecule. And so this goes out into the room. If you think of like when you cook popcorn and how that smell immediately goes out through the house, that's how this works. And so,
sounds good.
Yeah, so the FDA certified lab tests, you know, show, and, you know, in this day and age, we were talking earlier, you know, about cooties. And
people can't probably go into that right now.
What cooties are, you know, don't touch me. Well, I can't touch me. I can't touch you. You're 6 feet away. So what's really nice is that we've got the science behind this to show that these devices will kill the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is the virus particles you have to get in your body in order to get to the disease, COVID-19. And so it kills other things, staph and mold and bacteria, other viruses. And so all the science is there for that. So there's a great need for this product. A godly man that developed it. It just happened to be ready to go in March. And so it's one of about 75 companies in the last 30 years that have been inducted into the NASA Technology Hall of Fame. So Lori and I have added that to our offerings of how we can help people, in a sense, create a little bit of a paradise environment in their homes and businesses, schools, churches, where we can create an environment that's just a whole lot safer.
You may have seen this ad on page A7 of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the January edition. It's also on our website, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. But it says, are you worried about viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces? And then you'll see these different, I don't know what you'd call these captions, these different...
It's kind of showing the hydroxyl molecules attacking the virus there, and then the virus is dead.
Yeah. So that's what you'll see pictured here. Yeah. But if you want to know more, you can call Steve directly at 217-493-6424. 217-493-6424. Lori's phone number is also on this ad, so if you look it up at theprimelifetimes.com, you can see that. And you can call the station if you're driving along and you didn't get the right there number down. Karen can give you that information. But, yeah, it's great how God's using this device to help clean the air and the surroundings in people's homes or offices or cars and all the different ways you can use it.
Chemical-free.
That's good. Yeah. And thank you for bringing the small one so we can experience it here today in the center. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. You're welcome. And, you know, to tie it back to the Airbnb comments earlier, for us it's another way to meet people. Mm-hmm. And if we meet people, then the underlying, and for Lori, more of an overt thing, the opportunity to see where people are at spiritually, you know, figure out where they're going to go when they're gone. So it's really a way for us to have a sort of a business ministry wrapped into what we do.
I think you're an evangelist, Lori. Mm-hmm.
And what's kind of neat about this, think about it, the astronauts up in outer space and the air that they have to breathe and what technology would they use so that that air and the carbon dioxide. And so
this is part of some of this technology.
Yeah, that's a great comment. So that's how this got developed, is they were trying to grow things like potatoes, and they were dying. And they figured out, oh, you know, the astronauts, even though we have this great air system that creates oxygen and whatnot, they're off-gassing, coughing, sneezing, they get colds or whatever. So this stuff, these cooties, these bugs, were killing off the vegetation and things they were trying to grow to be sustainable food in space. And so Michael Jackson is actually the one, but so we call him Mike just for no confusion there. But he took that technology and spent millions to commercialize it. And because it was so effective, that's why the company was inducted into NASA's Hall of Fame.
Find out more about it on page A7 of this month's edition of Prime Life Times, or call Steve directly, 217-493-6424. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, Steve and Lori Carmichael with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.